Tons of waste that nobody wanted is headed for a final resting place in the Mountain View landfill in Franklin County, Pennsylvania. Thus ends a voyage that rivals Ulysses, in length at least. 16 years ago, 14,000 tons of the waste was shipped out to sea from Philadelphia because there was no more room in the city's landfill. The barge carrying the waste tried to drop it off at ports around the world. None would have it, and eventually most of the waste was dumped at sea. But about 4,000 tons of it was sent to Haiti, where it stayed for 10 years before being shipped to Florida. Now, finally, Pennsylvania has agreed to take it back. Victor Fiorillo co-authored a story about this fantastic voyage for the Philadelphia Weekly. He joins us now. Victor, can you tell us, when the waste first left Pennsylvania, did it have a real destination at that point?
The waste was destined for the Bahamas, but the Bahamas refused to accept the ash because it was received a call from Greenpeace, who warned them of the contents, explaining that it was toxic incinerator waste containing dangerous levels of chemicals like heavy metals. So the boat tried to dump it in other ports, including Bermuda, the Dominican Republic, Honduras, Guinea-Bissau, and the Netherlands Antilles. It did try to dump it in these ports for about a year before it wound up in Haiti. And they dumped it on a beach in Haiti.
And how much of it did they dump on the beach at that point?
They dumped about 4,000 tons of the 14,000-ton load.
And did Haiti want this material, or did Haiti realize what was going on and then try and stop it, or what happened?
Haiti very quickly realized what was going on, and the Minister of Commerce immediately demanded that the ship, the Kian Sea, take the ash and return to sea to find another place to dump it. But before the Minister of Commerce could make that happen, the boat took off basically in the middle of the night, slipping out to sea.
All right, so now they have, let's say, about 10,000 tons left on this ship. Where did they head then?
The boat then headed around the world and tried dumping the waste in Dakar, Senegal, a couple of other African destinations, and then it landed in Yugoslavia, where the boat underwent repairs, and actually they changed the name of the ship at that time so that these ports that were aware of a boat called the Kian Sea would see another boat come into their port, and they wouldn't be aware of the contents of the ship.
So finally, what did they do with this 10,000 tons of waste that they were carrying all over the world?
About 2 years after the boat departed Philadelphia, the Kian Sea wound up in Singapore with its cargo hold mysteriously empty. And the captain of the boat later testified that the waste was dumped in the Indian and some in the Atlantic Ocean.
So now we still have that 4,000 tons of waste material on that beach in Haiti. What happened to that?
The waste sat on the beach that children and animals, you know, roamed around on. And at some point, the Haitian Minister of Environment secured some funds to have it moved to a bunker area, which was actually uphill from the town of Gonaïves, where the ash was dumped. Fortunately, the bunker was never covered. And so when it would rain, the rain would go through the ash and seep out onto the hill, the water trickling down into the town of Gonaïves and into the port there, which was at one time a vibrant fishing village.
How and why did the waste then eventually get moved from Haiti to Florida?
The waste management company, the nation's largest trash hauler, eventually got involved because it absorbed one of the companies that was originally involved in the disposal of the ash in Haiti. And they worked with various United States government organizations to find a solution to this problem. And they contracted a company who brought the ash to Florida, where it sat again for 2 years on a barge with various entities arguing about who actually had legal custody of it. The Florida legislature eventually stepped up and raised about $600,000 to dispose of the ash properly, and waste management agreed to allow them to dump it in the Mountain View facility in western Pennsylvania.
And at this point, we're talking about 2,500 tons, not 4,000 tons as it was originally.
We are. The ash mysteriously diminished in volume by about 1,500 tons.
And I understand that there's actually trees and bushes and things growing in this ash, or there was anyway, before it started being shipped to the landfill in Pennsylvania. So what's happening to those with the things that were growing in it as it's now being moved to this new landfill? They're just
They ripped out the Pennsylvania DEP required that all foliage be removed from the ash, which it was and disposed of. And the ash was then loaded onto trucks and then to train cars, and it's on its way up as we speak to Mountain View. They've already dumped, I believe, about 60 tons of the ash in the Mountain View facility.
And how far is that Mountain View facility from where this waste was originally accumulated?
It's about 4 hours west in Franklin County, Pennsylvania.
Thanks very much, Victor.
Thank you.
Victor Fiorillo is a research editor at Philadelphia Magazine.